I'm Catherine Smart.
And I'm Rochelle Bingham.
And this is Reality Mums, your go-to podcast for reality TV, pop culture, mum life, and all things in between.
We are back for our very first episode of 2025, year number 3 of Reality Mums, and on what feels like the 800th day of January, we are back. And it feels so good. Rochelle, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm good. I'm so glad the kids are at school and childcare and kinder. And yeah, it was a busy holidays. What did you get up to?
We went away a little bit, went down to my mum's house. We've been at the beach, but it went really quickly for us.
Indeed. But don't you think January goes fast, but at the same time, it's like, I've heard you say this before, it's like the Monday of the months.
It's
January is the
Monday.
Monday.
Yeah. Like, it's a bit serious.
Yeah.
All the stuff that you put off in fun December comes back around.
I know.
And like getting into new routines and like people are like, it's a fresh start. I'm like, oh, I don't like it.
I'm really regretting all of the circle back in 2025 comments that I made because it's 2025 and I'm having to circle back. So yeah, not ideal. We didn't really go anywhere over the holidays, but, we got knits in our house for the first time. So, was pretty close to burning the place down, but I got rid of them. That was an adventure.
Did you have the knits or just the
No, I
kids?
did not. I was itchy. I felt
Yeah.
itchy the whole time because I thought I had them, but I didn't have them. It was just one of those things. And it's like middle of school holidays and they picked them up. And we know where it's a childcare thing and sharing hats around. So
Gross,
lesson
yeah.
learned, got the preventative spray out because we'd run out of the preventative spray. Get all over that. So that's basically what I remember of Christmas. And the holidays was the knits. Yeah, so that's fun.
Festive knits.
Yeah. Now, obviously, we got a lot to recap. But before we do that, I just wanted to acknowledge all of our new listeners. We've had a lot of people asking, when are we coming back? We took off the summer break. Trying to record with children in the background is just an absolute nightmare. So welcome to everybody that's joined to listen to us. We would really appreciate it if you have just a moment to jump into whatever platform you're listening to us on. Follow our podcast, give us a rating, unless it's not a 5, don't worry, but Rochelle may chase you down and hunt you down if it's anything less than a 5.
I'll find you like the guy from Taken.
Yeah, we need Liam
VPN.
Neeson to do a little thing. Yeah, but that would be really good. We're in year 3. We are loving bringing Reality Mums to you all, and we know that you guys love to have a good chat about it, and we really want to take the podcast to new heights in 2025, and we would love it if you could be there to help us do that. What we'll do now, though, is recap on breaking news, so I'm going to hand over to you.
So a lot has been happening over the Christmas break, but starting with something that you brought up that's happened recent is that Ali and James broke up. I thought that they'd already broken up when there was the physical assault accusations, but you said
yeah,
that they
so
haven't.
He was charged. So this is Ali and James from Vanderpump Rules, and they're living together. They were living in that house, remember, with the planes that fly overhead. And yeah, there was the it's a shame. They were a very cute couple, but he was charged with some offences over the break. Assaulting Ali, essentially, allegedly. And yeah, it was just assumed that they would break up, but she stood by him in those moments. But just very recently, it's come out that they have parted ways. So interesting to see where that goes. There's no show anymore. Well, that the show has a different cast. They're filming with the new Vanderpump cast. So it'll be really interesting to see what happens to all the people who were in the original show and where their life takes them.
Well, Sheena has released a book we saw recently. I'm sure that's going to be a riveting read. And then we've had Paige and Craig. I imagine in the book, Good as Gold is probably mentioned a lot of times.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Will the book be gold? Is the cover gold? Is
no,
it
have you seen
gold?
The cover? It's her in the mirror, looking at herself in the mirror.
Oh,
yeah, she's released a book, which I'm sure she was planning on being her storyline for the new season, but then that's not happening. So over the break, we've also had one of our reality couple favorites, Paige and Craig, have broken up. They've announced their separation, and he is now on a dating app. He's unfollowed her. She's been seen at the football with other people, but then she's saying that they're just friends. Not sure what happened. It seemed amicable at the start. I'm not 100% sure what's
It's
going
going to be
on.
interesting because we've got the rest of Southern Charm to watch their relationship play out there, and then we've got Summer House. So we're all kind of living in the past with their relationship. So much has happened since then, and yes, they've broken up now, but now we get to sort of see it in reverse and go back and relive it and find out what has happened to get them to that place. I'm really sad that they broke up. They were such a cute couple, but they were just miles apart and they just seem to be in different places in their lives. So I hope it's amicable. There's nothing worse than a nasty split.
No, and I think that Craig really wanted to be married with kids. She wasn't heading that path, and good on her. And I don't, people are saying that she wasted his time and this and that. She was very upfront from the start about what she wanted and what she didn't want. I don't think there was ever a secret. So I don't think she's wasted anyone's time, but I do hope it's amicable. This week we've also had the Real Housewives of Atlanta trailer drop. Exciting, looking forward to having them back because Potomac has been a bit of a letdown.
Such a
I'm
letdown.
imagining, that they'll be filling that gap when Potomac finishes because that's sort of wrapping up. And then there was also an announcement this week that Gretchen is coming back as a friend of on the OC. So that's going to be interesting.
It will, because Alexis is not coming back. Everyone got asked back. I love that everyone got asked back. Like all the new cast members have returned. She was just not, it's not that she was a good fit, but she was just there to stir trouble and not in an entertaining way. It just made people hate her. You don't want to be
And she
on
brought Johnny Jansen, who no one wanted
Mr.
or
I don't
needed.
want to be on TV, but I'll be on TV and here, interview me. Made no sense.
So that's our breaking news.
Yeah, so the next week or two is just chock-a-block. We've got the Below Deck Down Under premiere happening. So that's Captain Jason on Hey You. And even though it's not based in Australia, it's a very heavily Australian cast. So I think they might be in the Seychelles, I think, from memory. But it looks really good. It looks fun. Looks a lot more fun than the other Below Deck that's been on, but we can chat about that later. We've got the return of Summer House, which I cannot wait. Oh my God, bring back Summer House. And Kardashians, which we hate watch most of the time, but it's always something refreshing and a change up from the Housewives formula or the, the Vanderpump Southern Hospitality formula. So yeah, some exciting shows coming up. I'm sure there's actually a couple of other shows as well that are in the pipeline that aren't too far away, but they're the big ones that we can expect in the next couple of weeks. Now, we need to talk about our shows. We won't talk about all of them because there's a lot to talk about, but first of all, let's cover Beverly Hills. Finding it really hard to watch Beverly Hills with all the fires that are happening over there right now. Every time they do those wide shots where they pan out over all of the properties, it's like, how many of these properties are gone? Because Bose has lost her home. I saw that the other day. Dorit had posted about that. She'd shown up to an event just days after she'd lost her home. As someone who has traveled to LA a lot, I am very familiar with the different areas and the landscape. I had a very close friend who was evacuated a couple of times, and she even returned home at one point and found someone on her property. So this was up in Beverly Hills. And so the police were called. They came and arrested this person. Like it was really like watching it on TV was really hard to watch. Yeah, just knowing so many people over there. But I think that will change the landscape a little bit for Beverly Hills moving forward because LA will be forever changed because of what's happened with those fires. So I sort of just wanted to acknowledge that because it has been a bit strange watching this perfect, pristine vision and knowing that so much of it has gone and been destroyed. But oh my God, it still delivers. It still delivers Beverly Hills. It always will. I will never hate it, no matter how bad it is. But the cast is really good. Dorit has continued to, play the captain, and she's got Kyle under her thumb most of the time. Like she's going in for the kill, she's going for the jugular every time. And I say good on you because they're calling out Kyle for her hypocrite status, I suppose you would call it. She's always been on everybody else to share everything, and yet she's so closed off. Jennifer Tilly is hilarious. Is it Jennifer Tilly? Have I got her name right? Yeah, Jennifer Tilly. Why am I questioning that? Just with her opulence and her gifts and her money. That's what I love about Beverly Hills, is they're just eccentric, and they're there purely because they are weird and wacky and wonderful, and I love it. I love it.
I'm loving it. Dorit is doing really well this season after a few really lackluster seasons. She wasn't great. Kyle, like everyone's hating on her. I don't care if she stays, though. I think it's a really good cast. I like having Kathy as a friend of who pops in here and there, but she's out living her life overseas or doing whatever. You've got Sutton, who is completely tone deaf when people are like pouring their heart out about things. And she's like, anyway, let's get going. Like, what? But she's like the crazy auntie that everyone, you know what I mean? Like, she need her. And Jennifer Tilly with her. Just her rich antics. And then on the flip side, you've got Erica talking about it. Like she's like, oh my goodness, look at these gifts. What's going on? And I think that's such a great, it's really good. Loving the season.
Bose
But
and Garcelle have been good. Am I right in saying that I thought I saw that Bose is not coming back next season? That
I
she had
haven't.
actually. And this is the thing with the internet. I mean, Mark Zuckerberg's getting rid of fact checkers, so it's hard to know whether what you see is true, whether someone claims it as fact or not. But I thought I'd seen something about her not coming back. I would like her to come back. I think she's got more to give. But overall, it's a great cast and it's interesting. The only thing I think in the most recent episode that sort of was starting to let it down was that they were all at the beach again. I think they went for a beach lunch with Kathy one day, and then they were doing it again in the last episode. It just felt a little bit of a copycat, and it was a bit like, oh, have you lost content? Like, have you lost your way a little bit? But they still got their cast trip to go on. And so the preview for the rest of the season looks really fun. It looks quite lighthearted, whereas often those mid-season trailers are really dramatic, and there's a lot of crying and a lot of screaming, but there was a lot of laughing, and I think you need that, especially now.
Speaking of drama and darkness, the other show that's been on has been New York. Now, I haven't loved the season. I don't like the pranking. We've discussed this. I felt like they were reaching for storylines at points. And we're now at the reunion, and we've had the final episode air in the last couple of weeks, and everyone was talking about this final episode. Very dramatic, but very, very dark. I don't know how I feel. The reunion's on at the moment. What happened is that Brynn has come out and she's been lying. She's exaggerated this thing that Uber
She
said or
twists
whatever.
people's words constantly, has been since day one.
I think that what she's done isn't right. I don't agree with it. Uber's reaction to it, though, is very full on as well. Like she was crying and hyperventilating and vomiting, like to the point that like it was like someone had died. Now, I get what's happened, and I get that she's annoyed, but at the same time, I'm sorry about what's happened to Brynn. I truly believe Brynn needs to leave and have a season off, and she needs counselling. She needs to deal with all that past those past issues. I think she brought up, or someone else brought up, that Brynn's had a really hard childhood. She's spoken about it, and maybe she got so used to lying and covering up truth and stuff that it's just a thing for her. Someone said it, or she said it. I don't know. I found it very dark, and not in a fun kind of way that I wanted the drama to be like. I was like, oh, this really escalated quickly. Then now at the reunion, I don't know. I'm still not loving it. We've got Jenna in a robe, which
Weird fashion choices. They're
very
weird.
fashion.
They're weird at their reunions, New York.
No, I'm
Don't
still
quite
not loving it.
understand their choices.
I think they thought that that last episode was going to redeem the whole season and be like this one that we speak about forever. I don't
No.
know.
It's interesting because remember back a couple of years ago now, there was a girl on Summer House. I think she might have been dating Corey or wanting to date Corey. And I remember us saying there are people who are suited to reality TV and there are people who are not. And it's pretty clear when there are people who need some therapy, like that their behavior is not something that you should be projecting for millions of people to view and to critique. And while Brynn has that level of entertainment, she's got that flirtiness about her. You'd think she's good TV, but there's a little bit too much going on from like a self-production perspective. She was so aware of everything that was going on that she was trying to control the narrative and the direction of every conversation to the point where every conversation she had with anyone ended up being manipulated into being something that it wasn't. And when you start doing that on repeat, of course it's going to end the way that it did in the blow up that it did. People don't take lightly. I mean, I saw a clip of Brynn talking with Jessel, and Brynn had exaggerated something that Parvett had said about, or sorry, that Jessel had said about Parvett, about him not being her number one or something like that. And the damage that that causes to someone's marriage and life and relationship with their kids and their family, she just doesn't have the self-awareness to know
No.
that that's going too far. And that's not something you want to put on a program that's globally, being streamed.
No, and you've got the fun. I thought she was going to be like a younger Sonia Morgan at the start. That's what I was getting. And then you've got the eccentric types like Jennifer Tilly and Sutton that they're a little bit unhinged, but you're happy to watch them. Brynn is unhinged on a level that is uncomfortable to watch. And I feel like that's what we mean. It's not time for reality TV for her. It's time for a break. Come back, whatever.
Reassess, have a look at your relationships, your friendships. Yeah, get off TV. It's not good for anybody, but mostly for her own sake, she needs to get off TV and figure out who she is and what she wants, and then who knows? Maybe Brynn 2.0 will show up somewhere else. So let's move on to what I think is the crowning jewel so far of Housewives over the last 6 months, just simply because end to end, it has been the most consistent and entertaining show, and that is The Real Housewives of Salt Lake City. We're currently in a reunion, so it's a three-part reunion. One part is down. All I can say is that I just loved it. The speed at which these women can jump from issue to issue to issue, they in one episode alone, at one event, they will pivot and change topics. Whereas if you look at something like New York, one fight or one discussion is the subject of three episodes. They're fitting a whole season sometimes into one single episode. And as an editor, that must just be a joy to have so much content that you can use. The cast has worked perfectly together. I think everybody's been invited back for the next season. So same cast. And they're keeping Brittany as a friend of. I think that's the way to go. She's not quite housewife material, but she's like, what do you call it? Like kindling. You throw her into the fire and it sets off. Like she's a key part of the dynamic. And keeping her as a friend of is a good idea.
She's that level of unhinged that I spoke about that you want. The Sprinter van recording, it wasn't hurting anyone. You're on a show that's being recorded, but the reaction and how they all were screaming at her, that's what you want. It's not really hurting anyone, but she's just a little bit, and how she announces things in the middle of really strange moments that she pops up with. I really like her as a friend of.
It's good.
I'm enjoying it. I love the
I mean,
season.
I don't have anything specific to say other than it's just a pure joy. It's been really good. Yeah, really good.
I've enjoyed also they've addressed, like we had, like you said, we had a whole season, like Beverly Hills, there was a whole season about a dog. Whereas this is jumping from thing to thing. You've also got some serious things going on with Mary and her son. Watching Mary and Angie's relationship has been really nice. That game that Heather played was the most ridiculous game to play that
Is
I've
this the
ever seen.
reading of the text messages?
I was there
Well,
for it.
I mean, I wouldn't do that. I could not go through and find a mean text message I'd sent about someone. And who categorizes those things? How do you go back and find them?
Who is sending so many that you're like, hang on, let me just have a look? Like, they really must get into it. But it was good TV. And it has been good TV all season, really good cast. I think that they all play their parts. So you've got some that are quieter than others. Heather hasn't been a big player this season, but she's been there doing stuff.
I
I
think,
felt like she was searching for that, you know, the receipts proof timeline. A few times I felt like she was searching for that moment again.
they're all looking for the soundbite. They know the power of it and how it can ignite and take over, especially with social media now running the world. You can see when they're trying to do that. And it's like, it's
It
okay.
can be
You
difficult.
can excuse it to a point.
But yeah, I've loved it. Another season that I'm really loving, and I think it's been perfect amongst all the housewives, is Southern Charm. Loving it. Really good season. JT or JD? Is it
JT.
J
It's
JT
JT. Tiny man.
with
J Tiny man.
the tiny man? He's not having a good season.
No. And he knows
He's
it.
obsessed with Taylor still.
Yeah.
Like last episode, we saw him going at, like he's going on and on and on about this new boyfriend, Gaston, who all I can think about is Beauty and the Beast. Is that what you think about?
Soundtrack of Beauty and the Beast in my head
Yeah.
when he's in that scene with
Yes, yeah,
Lupin.
same. Gaston, I believe, was also in Southern Charm at one point. Not Southern Charm, Southern Hospitality.
Oh, okay. I have to go back and
So
rewatch.
he has had some, he's been around, but it's the South, it's the same sort of place. So he's been in there. Really good season. Loving it, seeing it all come together, how Madison's sharing her fiance's journey with cancer. Like there's some heavy things. There's the fights, but it's moving along. You're seeing Paige and Craig's relationship come undone. Craig being a lifesaver. That
I
was
can't
a
believe
moment.
it took you this long to bring that up.
Well, I was trying to calm down. When Vernita fell into the pool and he's like, I've got this. And he just jumped in fully clothed. Oh my goodness.
Yeah.
Oh my goodness. Like, what? And then they were like, have you been a lifesaver in the past? He's like, let me think. Who has to think if you've been a lifesaver? If that was a job, you'd know that you've done it. Like, I know I haven't done it. But oh my goodness, that was amazing.
That
That
moment, like, just ruined all men for me. I mean, I needed him to stay by the pool with the wet shirt because that visual was just divine. That was like looking at a masterpiece. Like, frame that and put it in the Louvre next to the Mona Lisa. Craig after jumping in the pool. Oh my God, it was.
I think it was for me, it wasn't even about how he looked. It was like, I've got this.
Yeah.
Just jump in. Like there was no hesitation. Didn't even take it. I don't think he took his shoes off.
No, he's just like, I'm gonna save this woman. Bang, in the pool.
Like that
Oh.
is knight in shining armor shit
Yeah.
that I am for. Like he just was in that pool. That was amazing. That, yeah, that was
This is a
wonderful.
Craig appreciationist society. I mean, the man's clothes, they keep doing these flashbacks to him in his 20s, and it's like he has matured like a fine wine. Like the way he's aging and the way his hair is sitting, it's just like, you are ticking all the boxes. I need to up our celebrity level, and we need to go on Raya. Just if we can't get him on the podcast, we'll just date him. We'll just try and date him. I mean,
The way that he saved, yeah. And she wasn't like, she's like, I can swim. She just had a few too many drinks, I
we're married,
think.
but yeah.
So,
When she's jumped in, she's sort of caught something in her
yeah,
throat.
like,
She couldn't catch her breath, so
yeah,
she was sort of struggling. So,
yeah.
oh, yeah, I
I'm
loved it.
actually really liking Shep and Austin this season. Shep seems to be dating some super fan. Watching that unravel is hilarious.
Yeah.
They're just man babies, and I'm actually enjoying them. They're not hurting anyone. It's
It's like
fine.
Muppet Babies, Southern Charm style.
Yeah, I'm fine.
It's a really good show. It is really good.
Really good. Southern Hospitality as well has come out at the same time. That is actually also a really good watch. I don't have any notes on it, but I am enjoying it. So, yeah.
We should finish up with Below Deck. So Below Deck sailing yacht has come to did it finish this week? Yeah. So look, it's been really flat. Really flat. I think the casting of the interior girls didn't help them because it was really hard to sort of like them. I still can't tell you their names, and that to me says that I'm not engaged with it. If I can tell you the
Yeah.
names of people,
I don't know.
you don't know either. So yeah, it's the Gary and Daisy show, and they carry it as best they can, and Captain Glenn is adorable, and I think they just need to get their casting right because the sailing is fantastic when the boat tips sideways and everything goes flying, and the guests haven't been too bad. Like they've been okay and entertaining to watch, but just as a show, it fell a bit flat. So looking forward to Below Deck Down Under to sort of fill that gap. We'll see what
Yeah, I thought
happens
Chef
with season
did
three.
well. He was young chef. He did well. It was good watching him. Yeah, I enjoyed that. I can't tell you any of the other people's other than Davide, which was Davide or Davide or whatever his name was. That was a
Walking
strange.
canteen
Oh, and
commercial.
Cloyce. Yeah, Cloyce. But I wasn't invested. Didn't love it. I do feel like Below Deck needs a bigger break between seasons. And I know that they're different types and they're different casts, but I do feel like there needs to be a little bit more of a break so that you want it back because you're back to back. This is finishing in a week. We've got Below Deck Down Under starting and it just flows on so quick. Saturated. One last thing that I wanted to quickly talk about that I have been watching, it is The Traitors. And I've heard a lot about it in previous seasons because we've had our reality people go on there. Andy Cohen hosts the reunions. So there is that crossover there. I got into it and I love it. So the current season's going. Tom Zandvoll's in it, not in a hot tub, but he's in it. He's dressing in like the Cluedo character. Like it's so funny. Britney Spears' ex is on there. Sam, I don't know what his surname is. You've got Housewives on there, so Dorinda, Chanel,
Dolores.
Loris. So it's really good. It's like Survivor, but without all the camping.
Well, on your recommendation without the camping, like when you recommended it to me and said that you were watching it, I picked it up the other day. So I jumped on, it was 10 Play, wasn't it? It's not
Yeah.
a like a Bravo show, it's not a Hayu show. And I watched it and I liked it. I had it on in the background, but I was laughing at it. The
Yeah.
moment with Dorinda and Dolores on the pontoon where they're sitting out in the ocean and then they realize, oh shit. Us volunteering to go off the boat makes that it look like we're traitors and we're going to get voted out, and just seeing the light bulbs go off and they're like, oh shit. Like I
What
really laughed because that was a genuine moment of, oh my God. And just you've got your people who are really strategists. You've got Tom Sandoval who's trying to be cool, and everyone's just rolling
Right.
their eyes at you.
And there's one episode. Oh, Robin's on it too. And there's one episode where he hasn't said much, and he's like, "I'm going to put a name forward." And he goes to try and talk, and he's like, and then Sam, who's Britney's ex, he's like, "Do you need some water?" He's like, "No." And they're all sort of like laughing and rolling their eyes, like, "Oh my God, this guy's trying to say something," and he says something like someone's name that everyone's been talking about. There's no real substance or breakthrough to it. It's just entertaining without. So it's almost like you know the Housewives is staged to a point. But this is like you've got the strategy people, you've got the real competition players from Survivor and stuff. I don't know them, but it is interesting watching them go in with the Bravo people.
And the unpredictability of the activities that they're getting to them to do means you're seeing their real reactions, and it's giving us that honest view of how these people are. I like it. If I get time, I'll keep watching it. It was quite
Easy
fun.
one.
I did laugh. Oh my goodness. Oh, well, that was fun. That was fun. We did manage to get through a fair bit during the holidays. So, excited for February and excited for 2025. It really is going to be a really, really good year. And, I'm not planning on having any more babies, so we can have more fun.
Yes. Yeah, I'm
Yes.
not having any more babies.
You're good.
That's
You're
for
good.
sure.
Yeah.
But yeah, no, it's we've kept up with everything, so now we can look forward to all the new shows and it'll be great.
Yeah. Thanks to everybody for listening in today. We really appreciate you all and thank you for the reviews. And yeah, give us a one star at your peril, Rochelle. We'll hunt you down.
It was nice chatting to you.
It was good chatting to you too. I'll catch you next week.
Bye.
Reality Mums acknowledges the traditional owners of lands and waters that this podcast is recorded on.